The Wooden Articular Church, Hviezdoslavova Street number 16. It ranks among the unique town's monuments. In 2008, its uniqueness causes the church to be listed in UNESCO Register within the process of listing the wooden churches in the Slovak part of the Carpathian Arch. The church dates back to the time of religious oppression of Protestants, who, according to the 26th article proclaimed at the Sovereign's Land Assembly summoned in 1681, were allowed to build churches. The church had to be built outside the urban walls in an exact marked out place, and its construction had to be paid for only with parish tithes and offerings. It is the cheapest building material had to be used. The cheapest material at the time was wood, so as a result of this limitation, the last five authentic articular churches, which have been preserved up to date in the whole area of Slovakia, were built exclusively from wood. Even wooden nails were used. Previously, in this place stood one smaller, also wooden church from 1687, the sacristy of which was situated in the building of ex-Renaissance pub from 1593. The church was built thanks to financial contribution of German, Danish, and mainly Swedish Protestants. The whole church is made of wood, namely from larch, and its basements are made of yew. The first building of the wooden church stood already in 1687. It is after the definitive collapse of the Tokolius uprising. It is not known what the first articular church could have looked like in the beginning, but it is presumed it had its contemporary ground plan. It's important to mention that it was merely a temporary church and there was no capacity to seat a few thousand Kecskemét Protestants. The following Hungarian uprising against the Habsburgs led to Francis Rákóczi II, as well as the plague epidemic which befell Kecskemét citizens in 1710-1711 and caused death of three-thirds of Kecskemét inhabitants, interfered with the planned rebuilding of the church. It was only carried out in 1717. With respect to some opinions, the church was built in accordance with the prototype of a frame church with the foreground of Iosilis, Greek cross situated in Noorderkerk, Amsterdam. The above-mentioned type of church became very famous in Germany, northern countries, and across Silesia, and it came to Hungary. Protestant churches of northern Europe made financial contributions to the building of the church. Even the Swedish and Danish kings ordered to collect offering in their countries to raise money for this purpose. It is believed that the church was built thanks to Swedish sailors leaving the marks of their work in the top of the interior, which reminds of the ship's bow. They also left their mark in the round-shaped windows, which resemble the portholes of a ship. Citizens from other towns of our regions were also involved in the building of the church. The master builder was George Muttermann von Poprad, who closed the contract with the evangelistic church declaring that he would build the church for 660 Hungarian gold crowns, 3 barrels of beer, and 7 cubits of fine cloth. The contract stated that the church is supposed to have a sufficient number of windows, supporting twisted columns, 5 chancels, and a blue roof imitating the sky. The author of the painting is Gottlieb Kramer from Levoča. The organ was built by the organ maker Laurinc Čajkovský from Levoča and was completed by Martin Korabinski from Spiška Nova Ves. Wooden carvings were made by Johannes Lerch. Total cost of building the church reached 5,000 gold coins. The church was consecrated on August 15, 1717. It was built in the folk Baroque style. Massive painted vault is supported by 4 twisted columns and external walls. The whole church, including both ground floor and 6 chancels, can seat 1,500 people. The church is well lit due to 15 circle window pane windows, 6 pane windows, and 1 square window. No metal material was used during the construction of the church. Instead, they used wooden material only, wooden nails, wedges, and wall bolts. The facade was covered with daub, and later decorated with chalk paintings. The whole interior of the church is of Baroque style and, deservedly, it is considered to be one of the 5 churches of its kind which have been preserved up to this day. The paintings situated on the roof depict blue sky, clouds, 12 apostles, 4 evangelists, and the picture of the Trinity placed above the altar. Originally, the paving was made out of dart-packed clay. Clay floors gradually superimposed with wooden plates, which finally were replaced by gravestone epitaphs from the 17th to the 19th century. Calvary with painted surroundings is the central motif of the altar. Under the sculpture of Christ's crucifixion, you may find the statues of Madonna, St. John, and Mary Magdalene. On the sides there are the Old Testament figures, Moses and Aaron. The altar was carved by Jan Lerch in 1718 to 1727. In the altar superstructure, there is a sculptural group of the Trinity. Perhaps the sculptural group comes from the altar in the first articular church. The pulpit placed on the angel statue and on the exit stairs was carved by Jan Lerch in 1717. It is decorated with Christ and four evangelist statues. On the exit stairs and over the pulpit's entry, there are the Old Testament prophet statues. Its favorite position allows it to be seen from every place in the church. Moreover, good acoustics makes the preacher be heard from everywhere. In front of the altar, on a footstool, there is a stone baptismal with copper cover from 1690. Along the baptismal, there is a decorative grille. The organ is considered to be the oldest and the most precious piece of the church's collection. Moreover, it ranks among the most precious operational two-manual function instruments of its kind in Slovakia. The organ was manufactured by Vavrinec Čajka and definitely completed in 1720. Originally, the altar had 12 registers. In 1729, organ master Martin Korabinski from Spiška Nova Veš joined another, actually older, organ with 6 registers, so-called positive, to the original one, and so 2 manual function organ with 18 registers was put together. Considering the interior of the church, there are another very noteworthy pieces, the chancels. These are divided into 6 groups, each of them being designed for different purposes. The first one, juvenile chancel, is situated on the northern part of the church. It is decorated with paintings depicting scenes from the Old and New Testament. The second one, girl chancel, situated on the southern part of the church, is decorated with carved angel heads. The work of Jan Lerch. It is the only chancel not decorated with paintings and biblical quotations. The third one, the sipular chancel, placed on the southeastern part of the church, is richly decorated with paintings which depict biblical quotations. Then, the altar chancel, situated on the eastern part of the church, which was designated for singers singing without the assistance of the organ. On this chancel, you may find the most beautiful paintings and the Bible quotations produced by Jan Gottlieb Kramer from Levoča. Then, the first organ chancel, where organist and cantor used to seat, which is decorated with paintings depicting angels playing several different instruments. And lastly, the second organ chancel, intended for boy choir, which is the simplest one as far as decorations, and is only decorated with the wood carving by Jan Lerch. Between the altar and the sacristy's entrance, there is a multi-seat bench with collar and amply carved decoration intended for senior clerics. Under the chancel you may find stelas, it is praying benches, 5 of them being used by the town representatives and guild spokesmen. According to the Chergimont summoned to Rougemberok in 1707, those praying benches placed on the ground floor were divided into men's and women's. According to the Chergimont, people were supposed to pray on their knees instead of standing up. That's why each praying bench in the church has its prayer desk, which is rather atypical for evangelistic churches. The sacristy is the only stony part of the church. It consists of 2 rooms made over from the original Renaissance pub. Into the sacristy's walls, several stony epitaphs devoted to eminent Kashmarok citizens are embedded. From the peripheral side of the sacristy, there is an entrance leading partly into crypts with Platon Churchyard from 1791, situated under the church. The wooden church has been reconstructed for several times during its existence. In 1982, the church was declared cultural monument. Due to restitution, the church was handed back to the Evangelical Church. Following the general reconstruction, which took place in 1991 to 1996, it became the sanctuary of Evangelical Church of the Augsburg Confession in Kecskemét again.